Senior UN officials say the relationship between the United Nations and Timor-Leste will continue even after the current peacekeeping operation in the country winds down at the end of this year. For Timorese ambassador to the UN, Sofia Borges, the departure of the Blue Helmets is emotional.
It's two thoughts that run through my head. One is that it's a sense of accomplishment and achievement that in the past 10 years we've managed to do what we've been able to do, consolidate peace and stability in the country, build institutions, and work on ensuring that these institutions of the state are resilient to crisis situations and can withstand life without the UN being on the ground.
Ambassador Borges was speaking in New York at the opening of Momentum, a multimedia exhibition that pays tribute to the achievements of the people of Timor-Leste and marks the end of the UN mission. Looking at some of the photos led Kieran Dwyer, chief of the public affairs section in the UN Department of Peacekeeping Operations, to recall his time in the country.
One theme we see a lot of is the police pictures here, and I remember many times in Timor going out into the districts and seeing the police training and restoring their capacity to police in the country. And that's really what UNMIC, the last mission, was largely focused on.
In May of this year, Timor-Leste celebrated the 10th anniversary of the restoration of its independence. As Ambassador Borges states, much has been accomplished in this time. She says nearly 40% of parliamentarians are women, strong women, and increasing representation at the local level is a priority, as is education, because Timor-Leste plans to become a high middle-income country.
The pictures that you see today are so much more positive, of smiling faces, and it's really, it speaks to what we've gone through, but I think we are a people that's always optimistic, and optimism rings through in this exhibition. For me, probably the most emotional and heart-wrenching aspect of the exhibition is probably the video clip of Secretary General Kofi Annan actually announcing the results of the popular consultation and the reaction of a family to the news.
The exhibition also reflects the fact that Timor-Leste literally is a young country. The majority of its population, which is just over 1 million, is under 18 years old. Kieran Dwyer witnessed their potential.
One of the things that we saw in Timor-Leste after the conflict ended in 1999 was young people started to express themselves in every way they could. Singing is a hugely popular thing in Timor-Leste. And public art, this is a picture of, it could be Leonardo da Vinci's Hand of God with the small hand coming out across onto the left-hand side. But in Dili, this is sprawled across a public wall with, it's graffiti, it's public art, it's young people expressing themselves. And there are many art projects, including supported by the UN and NGOs, to give these young people the ability to express themselves and their great hopes for the future.
He believes youthful hope and boundless energy will carry Timor-Leste forward.
We heard Undersecretary Mira Huck, who was the SRSG, the head of the mission there for the last years, speak of the hope and the energy that she sees in young people in Timor-Leste, and how this is a great example, in fact, to so many other countries in the world who are coming out of conflict.
You can view the Momentum exhibition at www.momentum.tl.